Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. University of Kentucky ag researchers have developed an algorithm to use in remote sensing nitrogen applicators. The algorithm tells GPS-guided equipment like applicators when, where, and how much to apply.
It senses the health of the crop. It senses the biomass, the amount of growth on the plant, and also the greenness. And then a combination of those two gives you a pretty good idea of the amount of nitrogen that has been and is available at the time to that particular crop.
Dr. Lloyd Murdoch is director of UK's Princeton Research and Education Center and feels this new combination is great news for farmers.
If the results come out similar to what we have done our trials, what we've done is gone through a number of years of coming up with a formula that tells the piece of equipment, the computer on board, that you look for this, and when you find this, you apply this much nitrogen. When it changes, you apply this much nitrogen.
One of the most eye-popping discoveries for non-farmers about agriculture is the cost of today's high-tech farm equipment. Murdoch says this is a case where precision equipment is a real good buy.
It looks like that a person can pay for that total investment with just about 1,000 acres of wheat. And so once they pay that capital investment from then on out, it's profit.
That would be on 1,000 acres for just 1 year's use. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Kenny Wallace. I come from a family of race car drivers. You can find my brothers Rusty, Mike, my nephew Steven, and me at racetracks everywhere. I've learned I have something in common with American farmers. Family. Just like family is important in my sport, family is important to farmers. More than 95% of the corn we grow across America is grown by family farmers. I've visited farms. I've seen families working together, doing their jobs so we can do ours. Family farmers. They're protecting the environment, filling our pantries, and constantly finding ways to do things better.
Lloyd Murdoch made a presentation on this remote sensing equipment recently in Hopkinsville at a regional wheat growers meeting. It'll likely get attention among row crop producers meeting tomorrow at the Kentucky Commodity Conference in Bowling Green.
I think that it will change within the next 5 to 10 years. It will change the way most people apply nitrogen to wheat.
Simply put, it delivers the goods, just the right amount at the right spot.
So you don't wind up with areas that have more than they need and you get some leaching lost in the environment. So yeah, we think in overall that it's a win-win situation for the crop and the environment.
As many corn and bean producers have wheat in their crop rotations, this is good news all around. And Murdoch credits farmers themselves for their checkoff dollars to make this research possible.
Yes, they are extremely helpful to us. I don't know that we could have gotten this done without that. And then we had some grants also from USDA grants for precision agriculture that helped too. But most of the funding has come from the Small Grain Growers Association.
UK's Lloyd Murdoch. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.